could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill, and I'm the host of this show today. I have been for the past, I don't know, what is it, 5 years now? New World Order Fighters, it was at one time. Watchmen Chronicles, it was at one time. And now it's Watchmen for Jesus. A little more direct, I think, than the other two. Interesting. It kind of, I guess, when I sit back and look at it, it's kind of like a transition I've made. Huh. I never really thought about it that way. The different names. Taken down the first time, because the one that owned the site, that's when I was learning about this about 5 years ago, was pretending to be Christian. Web designer, good one too. Had ideas, had an agenda I wasn't aware of. And when it came down about 2 years of working, I said, well, we're going to speak a little bit more about Jesus. He said, whoa, no, no. He said, we've got a diverse group of folks coming on. He was from Norway, one of those places up there. Anyway, Scandinavia. He says, no, we have to keep it even. I said, for what? He said, matter of fact, you have to tone it down a little bit. Tone what down? Talking about the Jesus. I said, I thought you were a Christian. He says, well, but we have a diverse audience. I said, no, it's not negotiable. I said, I'm going to increase talking about Jesus Christ. Well, it's not going to work. Oh, he took me off. I said, oh, that's how that works. Second time, 9-month operation, traced one of the web designers, allegedly from someone else that knew about web design, traced a couple of sites and found out that one of them was working with NSA, and the second one, Watchmen Chronicles. There was even my sponsors. And in one 24-hour period, took everything down. I learned my lesson. I own both of them now. So now what they have to do is hack in. So I've been taken down twice, pretty much. And a bunch of other things I'm not even going to go into. But it's supernatural. And I'll be the first to tell you. It's amazing that when the closer you get to the prayers at work, the closer you get to making things happen, you get interruptions of all kinds. It's just all of a sudden, at the right time, something happens to get you off track. And I realize God allows this to strengthen you up, to find out your determination. That's what it boils down to. Right now, people are involved in fear. You know, Bundy, who's Illuminati, by the way. While I'm talking right now, go on your internet and bring up Bundy and Illuminati and Mormons. And you'll find there's a connection there. And it's pretty slam dunk. And they're coming up with all this and patriotism and all this, but I've discovered that patriotism is an idol. And it's got everybody embroiled. This is a technique of strategy they use. It's all boiled down to supernatural. It's boiled down to Satan. It's boiled down to the reality of the supernatural. And how the supernatural has been controlling us, mankind, is allowed by God because of sin since the beginning of our history. And this could be proven over and over and over and over and over. But people don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it right now. So now it kind of dawns on you why. Why God is going to send a tribulation. It's to snap people out of this red pill, blue pill kind of nonsense. When the tribulations come, God's got their attention, I assure you. Right now, people are scattered. Denial. All sorts of different reasons. And those of us that know this truth, you can't quit. Because about the time you quit, say, well, you know, nobody listened to me. I'm tired of these shills and trolls and all this. I'm just going to do. About that time, God's going to want to use you for when the eyes open up. Stay until the end. Keep pushing. But the more you push, the more Satan's going to come after you. Now, I've been told this morning, you know, you get Facebook and YouTube comments, some good, some bad, and so forth and so on. And there's a Wiccan that came on my channel, which is Wiccan. Well, okay, there I go categorizing. But a woman who claims to be Wicca says, I don't believe in Satan. I don't believe in the devil, but I'm Wiccan proud of it. Wiccan worships Satan and Lucifer, and if they trace, they'll find the connections at the highest level. Some of these are low-level Wiccan, or they're being deceiving for the others. I don't know. But you'll find you'll find that at the highest level, they worship or follow Satan and Lucifer, which is the same. They are the same. Okay, I'm getting indicators that some folks cannot connect to my website. That's very interesting. That's new. I wondered why we were where we were. That's very interesting. Some people can't connect to the website, although some people can. I wonder when it was going to happen. Oh, so I can't either. So Firefox can't connect. So that's really interesting why they can't connect to the website. So I will continue on with talking. So those that's on there now, I've got like three or four. What are you using to connect with? Probably some iPad or something. So people can't connect to my website. Ah, I find that very interesting indeed. That's a first. I don't know why that would be. Anyway, so I can still continue. And for those that don't, I'll just have to put this out as a recording. So if I go to, let's see, Google Chrome, if that would be the same thing. I wondered why some people wouldn't show, because some people were saying they're going to show and normally shows. So very interesting indeed. So those that have my email, send me those of Virginia, North Carolina, and then up north there that are listening to me now. Send me an email, if you would. And, can't do it on Google Chrome either. Oh, that's really unusual. Don't tell me it's been taken down again. Isn't that something? I can't access my own site now for some reason on Firefox. I must really be shaking up the loop, huh? I must really be shaking it up, because there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to access it unless there's a block on it of some kind. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to continue on. And I'll just send this out by email attachment. There you go. So, some people are finding ways to get on, I believe, somehow or another. I can't get on my own. I'm still trying, but it won't work on Firefox and Internet Explorer. So apparently it's still working. The site's working, but Firefox and Internet Explorer's got it blocked. That's really curious. I don't know why that would be. Lord, we come today and before you in the name of your Son Jesus. Lord, we pray. Lord, we do ask the Holy Spirit to come down, Father, and use your Holy Spirit to make a way for us to have this broadcast. Lord, to use your power, your Holy Spirit, because Father, we put our trust in you. Lord, to override these forces of evil. Father, that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And Lord, we do pray, forgive us of our sins. I ask you, Father, forgive me of my sins. I lay before you my thoughts, what I've done, and remind me of those that I cannot remember so I can repent of them as well. Lord, you hear the prayers of every other one. And Father, hear the prayers of each individual that are praying today, Lord. We ask you, Father, for lead us today with your Holy Spirit, that you will guide us through. We ask you, Father, that you lead us, show us the way through the King James Bible. Lead with your Holy Spirit of the path you want us to take. Father, to cover us with the blood of Jesus that will help us, Lord, to protect us. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over this network, over our families, and everything that belongs to us. And, Lord, we ask you for giant warrior angels to be loosed, those from heaven above, to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask you, Lord, you break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, these hexes, these vexes, spells, and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and the pain, the torment, the psychic power, psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way or a family member's way, and return it and the demons to the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold. And we ask you, Lord, you bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray, I pray, that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Lord, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and so they too may be set free from these bondages of Satan. And Lord, we call upon you, Father, that you help us to put on the full armor of God, those angels that come down, that Lord, that they too will have their full armor. Because, Father, we know our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these rulers and authorities, powers of the dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in this unseen world. And Lord, we pray on the belt of truth, that it might be buckled around our waist, centered around your truth. We pray the breastplate of all righteousness to protect our vital organs and inner man and woman, and cover our integrity, our spirit, and our soul, and guard our heart, for it's a wellspring of life. Father, we pray on the gospel shoes of peace, to choose to stand in the shoes of your good news of the gospel and the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, our solid rock. And though we pray on the shield of faith and put it into our hands now and take up the shield of faith, we ask you that you might extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched in this from the enemy to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally, and protect this network. Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation, as you'll protect our minds from the thoughts that can lead us astray. And Lord, finally, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in the King James Bible. And we pray this offensive weapon in our hand, and ask that your word be fitted for every encounter we face through the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for the veterans coming back, that the psychotropic drugs and those microchips in their bodies, Lord, will be rendered null and void. That, Lord, that those that targeted our own soldiers and our own vets, that, Father, you'll convict their heart of the evil they do. And, Lord, to silence the voices in the heads of those vets that's been made by technology, Lord, that you silence the demons and you silence the voices. Lord, we ask for you that, please. Father, we pray for the children that are being profiled for abduction for these Wicca sacrifices, that, Father, you stop them, that you render some safe and you protect families, Lord, to close up the portals that they open, to shut down their machinations, ground those chemtrail planes, destroy their network. Father, to reverse the curve, reverse their efforts, back to them. And Father, to bring those pastors and preachers and rabbis and priests out from behind the pulpit and put them in the true word of God, that they'll preach the true word about the salvation of Jesus Christ. And these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Family is starting to get time that we got to do things. You got to start taking action. And be ready for these interruptions, because they're going to come. Soon, if they haven't already. And get ready, because it's going to increase. That you can rest assured. Distractions, diversions, and connect dots. You say, connect the dots, because they're going to come after you big time. That you can rest assured. Now, I've been covering in the Bible studies, the rapture and the end times events. And the Bible study last night was on the seals. And it's important to know, because when it gets started, it'll encompass a 7-year period of time. We haven't started that yet. It hasn't begun yet. Oh, but we are close. Very close. More close than any generation in history has ever been. Now, whether it happens this month, May, September, October, 2016, whatever, doesn't matter. If you're close to Jesus Christ, it shouldn't matter. The anticipation and the fear they create and cause is what they're looking to do. And they're going to find ways, and they're going to have some successes. But don't let that deter you. You're going to have family members, friends, very close, people you've known all your life, turn against you. It's going to happen. You can count on it if it hadn't started already. Don't be surprised. Don't be amazed. Just know that, oh, there you go. Okay. You know you're in it. Now, I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic. There's a difference between being negative and being realistic. Big difference. Oh, by the way, I'm told that iTunes can get through, as if anybody else can hear, except for the ones already on iTunes, that iTunes getting through. Now, why would that be? Do they actually put a block on me? Is that, am I that significant that they would do that again? Or is it just a glitch in the? Because if some people's getting through, that means the site's working. Now this is very interesting. If I go to TalkStream Live, okay, I go home to it, and I find my little old bitty picture there. There I am. Okay, I click on it. What do I get? I get my picture back again. I click on again, and I get a blank space. Okay, what have we got before? Oh, now that's really curious. I go right to my site. If everybody was to go to TalkStream Live, you can get on my site. Okay, I'm really confused now. Completely confused, totally. And I can also hear myself talk.
Blank space.
And it works. Okay, somebody that knows about electronics, do tell me what's going on. That's really curious. So if you go to my picture also, it takes you right to my site, even if you're on Firefox. And if you go to the green bar on TalkStream Live, go on TalkStream Live, and you hit that green bar, you can hear me talk. If you hit my little old bitty picture there, you go right to my website. When I can't get to my website through Firefox or Internet Explorer directly. So, those of you that know about the internet, tell me what's just happened. Because I don't have a clue how that works. That's very interesting. Indeed. So, if I click on the green bar, that takes the Windows Media Player. And
a little bitty picture there.
And I can hear myself on that one. Isn't that fun? So those of you that know about internet and so forth, let me know what's going on. I got to get back to the program here now and get out of this amazement that I have already. That's incredible. What's going on here? I must have really ticked some people off. Because there's a disconnect on everybody from, well, now I'm back on to, it's back on. Okay, well, all right. So we're back to it, and I should be getting some more listeners. This is amazing stuff. Anyway, today I want to talk a little bit about the news and what's going on around town, so to speak, and cloning. We're going to talk a little bit about cloning. No, I didn't say cologne, but cloning. And the dialectic. So that should get us right through the next 2 hours. Well, okay. So apparently, now I'm going to try this one more time before I move into my program today. This is, I'm on Firefox, all right? Now, I'm going to Watchman for Jesus like I did before. Just normal way. And man, prayers work. Let me tell you what. Prayers work, man. Thank you, Lord. We're back on. We're back on Firefox, just like it's supposed to be. Prayers work. Prayers work. He does that, to allows that to, so that we can go to Him instead of doing it ourselves. I'm going to tell you some things that some of you can connect and some of you might not. I don't know. But I got this from a source or two. But also I see it happening in the news. Follow me here. Okay, first of all, to close down what I was talking about the past 3 days. On the civil rights movement, kind of a closing statement, sort of. And I'm going to send part 1, 2, and 3 out probably today now. I think it's an important section that I've finished talking about Monday, Tuesday, and twice on Monday and once on Tuesday, 1, 2, and 3. To explain really what's going on. When you know what's going on and you know the overall picture of the Humanist Manifesto, and the Illuminati, and the Freemasons, and the Bundy Ranch fits right on in there. Right now, people are so pulled into mankind's going to fix this. They're back into this patriotic fervor, family. It's never been that way. We've went to wars that was planned by the Illuminati, by the Jesuits, by our own Freemasons at the highest level, going back to 1700s, family. For goodness sakes alive. Mankind has never and will never solve this tyrannical issue we have. It's impossible. Only supernatural. Only supernatural. And family, this goes back. The Freemasons go back to Nimrod. Don't let them lie to you. Because they take a blood oath to lie. And they take an oath to lie to themselves. Freemasons, your own brotherhood is lying to you. They murdered William Morgan, almost abandoned the Freemasons when the Freemasons found out their own people killed Captain Morgan back in the 1800s because he released secrets. Man, they murdered him. You understand? And they almost lost it. Almost 2,000 plus started getting out of the Freemasons. And they recovered it, but when they found out, so they made sure it didn't happen again. You see, family, and a lot of the Freemasons don't know about this. You understand? This whole conspiracy goes back to there. But it's not just them. They're being used by the Illuminati. We go back to the Boston Tea Party. Tea Party? Yeah. Remember the Tea Party, right? No, not the one this time, but the one back in Boston in the 1700s. Tea Party today was formed by the Council of National Policy. Look it up right now. Just do that. The Council of National Policy. It's a right-wing group. Palins, Missler, James Dobson, Pat Robinson, Oliver North, etc. All those guys. Well, they're all Freemasons, Eastern Stars, or Knights of Malta. It's a secretive right-wing group of Republicans. The Democrats got their own Illuminati, their own socialist, Marxist agenda, NAACP. And they work in concert with each other. Now, let's take it on back to the reality. It's carried from generation to generation. You know, on October the 24th, in 1798, Washington, George Washington, actually, Masons made up of Washington's affiliation. He was offered the leadership. George Washington was offered the leadership of American Masonry at one point, and he turned it down. He started learning from John Robeson. He learned, 1798, about the conspiracy. And in 1798, he severely criticized the Masonic-affiliated Jacobin clubs, the Jacobin, J-O-J-A-C-O-B-I-N clubs, and the notorious Illuminati as diabolical and pernicious, unquote. So he sent a letter to Reverend G.W. Snyder, and it was written at Mount Vernon, September 25th, 1798. And this is only 15 months before his death, by the way. And Washington thanks Snyder for sending him a copy of Professor John Robeson's book, Proofs of Conspiracy. And right now, you can download one of that actual a copy of that article, Proofs of Conspiracy. You can do it right now if you want. It's there. Now, this goes along with something I'm going to talk about shortly about why do they reveal what they're going to do. I'm going to talk about that. And George Washington wrote and said, and I quote, "I have heard much of the nefarious and dangerous plan and doctrines of the Illuminati, but never saw the book until you were pleased to send it to me. I must correct an error you've run into of my presiding over the English lodges in this country. The fact is, I preside over none, nor have I been in one more than once or twice within the last 30 years. So when the Freemasons say that George Washington was one of us, no, he wasn't. He might have been a Freemason, but he pulled back from them because he realized he's being lied to. It's his own statement, okay? I'm not making this up. And you know, Washington also defended, though, American Masonry, however, saying that in his opinion, none of the American lodges were contaminated, quote, contaminated with the principles ascribed to Society of Illuminati. But see, I know that in 1782, Freemasonry and the Illuminati married at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. That way the Illuminati started controlling Freemasonry. And the American Masons place a big weight on distinction between British Masonry, and which the American version sprang from, and the European or Continental Masonry. And therein lies the difference between the American present administration versus the military administration, is this difference between American Freemasonry and European Freemasonry. European Freemasonry is connected to Illuminati. Both are evil. Both have plans for world conquest. And both will lose. They just don't know it yet. A Masonic critic and historian, Nesta Webster, she said, and I quote, I have always clearly differentiated between British and Continental Masonry, showing the former to be an honorable association, not only hostile to subversive doctrine, but a strong supporter of law, order, and religion, unquote. That was true at one time. However, it was subverted over a period of time. And on October 24th in 1798, George Washington wrote Reverend Snyder once again, and he said, and I quote, "It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of Illuminati and principles of Jacobism had not spread the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am," unquote. So, Masonry was much more commonplace in those days than it was today. In fact, most of America's founding fathers were Masons, according to Manly Hall. Of the 55 members of the Constitutional Convention, all of them, but five, were Masons. Therein lies what I've been saying for the past 3 days or 2 days of how the Masons have been infiltrated and been used to bring about a new world order. Except there's a difference between the two, but now the two are the same. Except they want to say who's big dog in charge. Now, if you go to a 1951 Masonic edition of the Holy Bible, 24 of George Washington's major generals were Masons. And now you can understand that this is carried through. Because I know for a fact that in 1993, the Council of Foreign Relations, which at that time in 1993, Bill Clinton was president, Al Gore, his cousin, was vice president, and government CFR members included also FDR at one time, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush, and the vast majority of cabinet members. Ever since Woodrow Wilson, he'd been a member of the Illuminati family and judicial branch, Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Family, that's two hens. That's two hens in the chicken feed store. Come on now. And then you had in the State Department 20 top-ranking officials and 14 ambassadors in the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations. And U.S. military, you had 11 top-ranking officials in Defense Department and 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff. That was in 1993. And every Allied Supreme Commander between 1949 and 1987 included Dwight D. Eisenhower. And every Secretary of Defense, 1957, including Richard Cheney in the Council of Foreign Relations. Family, that is the Illuminati with another name. Come on now. How we say it down home? I'm down home. Y'all wake up now. Come on. Let's see what this has to say about it. And every Secretary of Defense.
Whoa. A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story.
The speaker, family, that is
Vice President
the Illuminati
Dick Cheney,
with another name.
Takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Oh. Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays.
Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Yeah, they laugh, don't they? They think it's funny. It's not funny. And it's not funny for them when they find out what's going to happen. And there's nothing they can do about it. But in the meantime, the testing is going to come. Now, let's see what the next president coming up, and of course you won't have her vice president, Wesley Clark, with her, but Hillary Clinton, it's time now for a woman president. See, they're going to switch things around. That's why you have 17 nations that have women prime ministers and presidents, because now they're switching everything around to the woman. They're coming back to the Amazon. They're coming back to the Spartan transhumanism. It's where it's headed. So now they're slowly going to show you women in control. I don't care either way. I'm getting the Dickens out of here. I'm going to keep myself straight, you know, and for once, and look to Jesus Christ. I'm not concerned about that now. What I'm concerned about is, you know, the strategy and techniques. I'm not against blacks here. I'm not against whites. I'm not against women. I'm not against marriage, interracial marriage. I ain't against none of that. That's your business. That's between you and God. I don't care. I'm telling you about what's going on with the strategy on the highest level, you see, and what they're doing to you. Now, Council of Foreign Relations, total evil. Now, the ones below, they'll think that if they hear me talking, they're not going to listen much longer because they'll leave. They don't understand it because they don't know. It's like the peeling of an onion. One layer does not know, the next layer knows, like Freemasonry. And you cannot deny this, Masons. Each degree, you learn something new, don't you? Well, Albert Pike, in his Morals and Dogma book, says for each, basically, get down to it, tells the upper level Masons to lie to those below. I've got the actual quote. If I can get it, you can get it. Matter of fact, if you go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and go to the timeline, search out Albert Pike, you can read it yourself right now. It's all free. I don't charge nothing for nothing. All I care about is to get the truth out. Let's see what Hillary's got to say about the CFR. This is raw. I don't know what she, exactly, but we'll see, hope it works. Here we go.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
hey, I don't make stuff up. It's right out of the horse's mouth. Oops. Anyway, there you go. You see, I offer evidence. And if I had a family member involved, I'd expose them too. I mean, I expose myself all the time. No, I don't. I mean, my secrets come out. never mind. I better rephrase that. Oh, someone might take that in a little chop and say, Tom exposes himself. No, I don't. Never mind. Anyway, I let my secrets out. I have ever since I've been talking. on this radio. I have all nothing back. And I know that someday it would come back, you know, multiple marriages, my past and things I've done. I've not been innocent by no stretch of anybody's imagination. I became born again in 1983. But before that, and sometimes in between, I fell back a couple of times. It's been a struggle for me, but I haven't stopped, and I'm not going to. And now I'm solid, firm in the Word of God. And I believe in total truth. I mean holding nothing back. And I've got proof of that. About my history. Whistleblower and what I've done and said all this time. So I'll back up everything I've said. Now, of the 55 members of the Constitutional Convention, all of them but five were Freemasons. Family, they take a blood oath to lie and up to themselves. I can give you, quote, exactly, they're verbatim, the three blood oaths of the first 3 degrees. You can find out. According to a 1951 Masonic edition of the Holy Bible, 24 of George Washington's major generals were Freemasons, as were 30 of his 33 brigadier generals, of 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. 53 were Master Masons. And I've proven, and in the Illuminati's own texts, they talk about the Declaration of Independence that was brought to us, put us in slavery, so that you would not know it. Dresden James von Goff confirmed this. And in the own textbook of the Illuminati, they talk about fashioning the Declaration of Independence after the Magna Carta. And they put us under debt slavery, kept us a colony until today. And tomorrow, we're still a colony of England and had to pay back the debt in 3 bankruptcies. 1789, 1859, 1929, and supposed to have ended 1999 into a new world order. 70-year bank cycles. 70-year bank cycles. Each period, 1789, Revolutionary War, collateral was given to them, D.C. 1859, needed a war. It wasn't about states' rights, and it wasn't about slavery. It was about any sugar, anything else. It was about that debt bankruptcy and putting us into slavery. Your Harvard books won't tell you this now, will they? And neither will the Harvard professor. Either he doesn't know, or he's a liar because he's a Freemason, or he's a humanist. These are facts. And then in 1929, Great Depression, there you go, leading to a dictatorship confirmed, attempted by FDR, March the 4th, 1939, by his own quote. Confirms it behind closed doors. Each 3 period, collateral was given up. 1999, collateral were the foreign trade zones, which is over 250, maybe up 280 foreign trade zones that bought out by China. China gave us money to continue on. Oh, Hillary was a part of that, as was her hubby, the placer, Billy Bob Clinton, and Carter, and Reagan, and the whole lot of them. So according to the New Age, a Masonic publication, quote, it was Masons who brought on the war. It was Masonic generals who carried it through to successful conclusion. In fact, the Boston Tea Party precipitated the war. It was actually a recessed meeting of Masonic Lodge. So Manly P. Hall talks about the Boston Tea Party was arranged around a chowder supper at the home of Bradley Brothers, and they were Masons. Mother Bradley kept the water hot so they could wash off their disguises. So the participants were from the St. Andrew's Lodge in Boston, and they were actually led by a junior warden, Paul Revere, another traitor. And French historian Bernard Fay said a band of Redskins was sent leaving was seen leaving a tavern known as the Green Dragon, or the Arms of Freemasonry. And on the afternoon of December 16th, 1773, and then were seen returning, yet none were seen to leave again. Now, does that mean that most of our founding fathers were part of some evil conspiracy? No. The secrecy of the Masonic Lodge was a perfect cover for the revolutionary activities. And few of these men, if any, knew the plan of which they were leaders of Masonic were aware of. Most of them believed that they were simply involved in the cause for gaining independence from a tyrant. Boy, does that sound familiar or what? Masonry was to most of them, as it was to members today, a fraternal organization of social skills and providing fellowship to its members, but it's not at all. Majority were well-meaning Christians. Masonry in America had merely adjusted its tone appropriately to suit its audience. You've heard me talk many times about Adam Weishaupt. He was the leader of the 18th century Illuminati, completed the plan, listen, on May the 1st, 1776. May the 1st anniversary is coming up, as is April 19th. The Illuminati is the most notorious of all secret societies of that day, and is today. Well, they intermingle the Bible principles with their heresy and their plans of death. And they're going to kill their own people as they use them up and take them out. They laugh it off. They don't bother to really research it at all. And it's going to come back and bite them and their families horribly. They don't know that yet. Unfortunately, they're going to find out the hard way. Now, in the dialectic, I mentioned past 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, part 1, 2, and 3 of the dialectic, Age of Deception, how the civil rights workers' movements was actually designed almost 200 years before 1960s. Oh, yeah. It follows an 8-step program that covers 250 years in every culture. Sometimes it's 300, sometimes it's earlier. The average is 250. And to give you proof, I have mentioned that, whether somebody remembered or not, congressional records dated August the 7th, 1963, as evidence of the plot to start at least World War III or a insurrection within the United States using the blacks and whites against each other. Just like they were going to do the bonus army against the military in 1933. Just like they were going to do in 1972-73 when Schlesinger was going to enlist, use the 82nd Airborne against the Marines in Washington, D.C. between 72 and 73 when Nixon was going to declare a dictatorship. Glasshouse tapes confirm this and other research. I'm really cutting to the mustard here on this one. I've discussed this in detail before. It was going to take place in 1776. It's going to take place in 1933. It's going to take place in 1972 and 1960. It has always worked, and it's going to work again, looks like, as they get white and white, black to black, black to white, black, just mixed up. Of everybody against each other, another civil war is working out perfectly. Now it's under the guise of Illuminati family called Bundy. Mormons. And Mormons Freemasons. Bingo. They admit they're Freemasons. Bingo. You don't need much more proof than that. Words mean nothing. Affiliations mean everything. I submit to you, the Bundy family, that's supposedly being their freedoms taken away, are working behind the scenes with the feds, as is that sheriff. Southern Law Office, Southern Poverty Law Office, whatever. It's part of the Illuminati. With an NAACP, ACLU, all of them are organized to help bring the socialist government to fruition. Every doggone one of them. Tea Party was created to pull in patriots, to subjugate them, and to slow them down, to identify them for future reference. That's why they formed it. Oath Keepers, you have infiltrators in there. If they're Freemasons, they're going to lie to you. If you have them in Tea Party, they're going to lie to you, and they're going to give your name over. Now, Freemasons, you will be targeted by the Illuminati. Chapter 15 of the Protocols, they will kill you. I don't give a hoot who says they're not going to. Whoever says they're not are lying through their teeth at you, because they will. It's documented. Alas, so many are so pulled into this through Christian identity and other ways, they're brainwashed out of it. They're not going to find out till it's too late and they're rounded up. It's going to be too late. Hopefully some will remember and know that the way out is through Jesus Christ. And the way out is supernatural. Well, back to what I was saying. Congressional Records, August the 7th, 1963, says, and I quote, "The communists," which, by the way, were control the U.S. government and still do, "the communists are deliberately," and European too, by the way, "the communists are deliberately maneuvering among the Negroes to create a situation for the outbreak of racial violence to such an extent that it can be turned into a civil war. A civil war on a racial basis. In such a civil war, should they succeed in fomenting it, the communists hope to so undermine the American government and our social structure that they can take over power. In the racial civil war, they envisage they are sure the Negroes will be out in the front ranks, the shock troops of the communist revolution," unquote. Martin Luther King knew about this. That's why he pulled out of there and was bringing people together. Oh, it all comes together. That's August 7th, 1963. That's why the Jesuits murdered JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, because they weren't a part of this. They came back singing different tunes to bring peace. And that was not what the Jesuits wanted for the country then. And they're doing it again today. That's 63, 72, 73. Well, actually, I can back it up here. Maybe that's something to say that I shouldn't just let skip over. In 82nd Airborne, July 1974, Seymour Hersh, writing in August 1983 edition of the Atlantic Monthly, he stated, and I quote, "Schlesinger began to investigate what forces could be assembled at his order as a counterweight to the Marines if Nixon, in a crisis, chose to subvert the Constitution. The notion that Nixon could at any time resort to extraordinary steps to preserve his presidency was far more widespread in the government than the public perceived in the early days of Watergate are perceived today." Family, that was 1974. They tried the same thing in 1933, the same thing in 1962, same thing in 1972, 73. And the same thing, doggone it, in 1984-87. When are you people, when are Joint Chief of Staff going to wake up their stupid four-star butts? When's it going to happen? You know? Doggone it. Your blood oath is full of garbage. You see? It's like a six-year-old in a treehouse taking a blood oath. You got to be kidding me. Man, y'all too old to be taking blood oaths. Now, 84, 87, doggone it.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I love
agency.
Testimony.
Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the...
He was stopped by the chairman. That's 1987, 84 time frame. Oliver North is the Knights of Malta. Oops. Uh-oh. Do y'all see a trend here, maybe? Just possibly? You know? And this, I'm playing this. Some of y'all out there already know this, but I'm playing this for the Freemasons. I'm playing this for those that are listening in CIA or NSA. Man, y'all behind the eight ball, brother. You ain't going to get it. It's failed every time. It's a history of it. It's going to come true eventually. But they're going to lead you down a Brimworth path, and they're going to kill you. Man, you got a higher level thing going on here, man. Y'all don't know anything about. I don't give a rat's, you know what. If you're a top secret, cosmic top secret, you don't have a clue. Because you're being lied to by these so-called aliens. These are fallen angels, man. They're lying to you. And they're supernatural. They're not from some new time travel nonsense. It's called the second heaven. That's where they were confined. God kicked their little honey butts out of the third heaven. It's supernatural. You see? And they're lying to you. And they're going to take your soul to hell with them. For an eternity that you turn away. It's not time to play. It's not time to deal with these evil individuals called the Great White Brotherhood. Because they're lying to you at the cosmic top secret level. Don't let it make your brain small because you got high level security clearance. That doesn't mean a thing. It means zip. The supernatural overrides that in a heartbeat. They're just using that to placate you, to take you away from your family, to take your soul and damn you forever. Because they know they are. They want to take you with them. That's what it boils down to. I think some of you that know this down deep, you're aware of this. But you don't want to face it because it costs too much. Well, it's going to cost a lot more when you end up in hell for an eternity, by the way. But there's nothing new under the sun. And going back to 1933, testimony. Back to 1933. You got the bonus army that was being used as well. And it was the same thing. Let's see what we got here before I move on. And actual testimony about the, does this sound a little familiar? Bonus
Army. In 1932, Washington was under siege. The capital was surrounded by over 10,000 unemployed veterans of World War I from all over the country.
Jeez.
Their only assets were the bonus certificates they'd been given after the war, which promised a cash bonus sometime in the future. They needed it now.
At the end of May 1932, nearly 10,000 bonus marchers occupied the nation's capital, and tens of thousands more were on their way.
I'm going to get my bonus, and I'm going to wait for till I get it if I have to wait till 1945.
What that brought you to Washington?
I ought to beat the undertaker, spend the money before the undertaker gets it.
I know who's made this country worth living in.
General Butler, Marine Corps.
Just you fellas. Look, makes me so damn mad a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps. By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18. No. Take it from me. This is the greatest demonstration of Americanism we've ever had. Pure Americanism.
President Hoover was left to deal with the veterans when the Senate rejected their demands. The marchers had stayed, camped out in central Washington.
On July 16th, the last day Congress was in session, Washington was on edge. Thousands of angry veterans surrounded the Capitol. Near midnight, the 72nd Congress adjourned. Congressmen left through back doors and underground tunnels to avoid confrontations. The situation had come to a head. The president ordered the evacuation of the veterans from downtown Washington.
Now you bring in the troops.
When MacArthur moved his troops to the affected area, he knew exactly what he was going to do. And he adorned himself in his dress uniform along with his major aide, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
The force stepped off at 4:30 p.m. More than 200 cavalrymen spread out across Constitution and Pennsylvania avenues. Behind them came 400 infantrymen, followed up by tanks and armored vehicles.
The cavalrymen, one of whom is Major Patton, have got their sabers out.
The soldiers donned gas masks and, without warning, began hurling gas grenades at the veterans. The troops advanced, some jabbing with bayonets.
It's war, the greatest concentration of fighting troops in Washington since 1865.
I knew something was going to happen, that they might be attacked. And I had a press card, so I passed the police lines, and then I saw the soldiers advancing into the camp. And when confronted with this, the men all stood there, said, "Stand firm as long as you can." And they started throwing tear gas.
The tear gas was just burning my face. I was trailing behind my dad, and he kept hollering, "Come on, boy, come on, boy."
Marchers were choking from the gas, just like the battlefields in France.
And so they're being forced out of their shacks by smoke bombs and tear gas hurled by the troops who have been called out by the President of the United States.
I'd never seen anything like it. They systematically went down the line, burned up all the tents and all the possessions of the people there. I was thinking of Herbert Hoover when this happened, because his election was in 3 months. I thought this would be the finish of Hoover.
The orders of the President must be obeyed. And the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic Bonus Army. In the shadow of the beautiful dome of the Capitol of the United States of America.
The veterans did not believe the country for which they had fought would ignore the plight into which the Depression had placed them. Many did not believe that United States troops would take the field against them.
By early evening, most of the marchers had been driven across a drawbridge that led to their main camp.
The president does not want MacArthur to cross the bridge, and MacArthur disregards the order. Eisenhower later says that he saw this happen. MacArthur says, "I cannot bother with pieces of paper during a military operation." And so he crosses the bridge.
All through the camp were scenes of panic.
My dad says, "Let's get the hell out of here. The soldiers are going to kill us."
Then troops began to set fire to their wooden shacks. One reporter wrote, "The blaze was so big it lit the whole sky. A nightmare come to life." The president looked out a window of the White House in the direction of the fire, then retired for the night.
And the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic Bonus Army that ends so disastrously in the shadow of the Capitol of the United States of America.
The morning after the Bonus rout, public sentiment took a dramatic turn against Herbert Hoover. If the expulsion needed a human face, it came in the person of Joe Angelo, whose story was published across the nation.
Joe Angelo gets the Distinguished Service Cross for saving Patton's life on the battlefield. The next morning, Angelo comes to the burned-out field to see Patton. And Patton says, "Take this man away. I don't want to see this man."
The BEF was broken up. The men returned to some city or other, there to roam the streets, hopelessly seeking work or to shuffle in bread lines. There they remain, crying examples not of the need for the Bonus, but of the need for a new American system.
Now, several years later, actually 2 years later, you see, FDR had planned a military coup of the U.S. government. By the government, for the monarchy. That's why I went ahead with this, to take him down. Plans were already in effect for World War II, just in case. Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. So about 2 years later, after this burning down, stopping the Bonuses to tick them off, and then they march, as they, that sound a little familiar? 1 May, 16 May, coming up marches, and veterans ticked off at tyranny. Oh, man, same old tune. Well, about 2 years after the Bonus Army, General Butler was approached to lead a revolt against FDR, not knowing that FDR was a part of this all along. You want testimony? What? Now, I can give you testimony on this. Again, from General Butler. Now, I'm sort of putting this together, as I do on occasion, as I go along today, because I just feel pushed about this, because I think we're at a turning point coming up pretty soon that's exactly like they've been planning all the way back for generations. And they're going to do it again. And we fall for it every generation. And the Masons are behind it. The Illuminati's behind it. And they always have been. And they will until they get their New World Order. Now, okay, bear with me just a minute here. Because General Butler does a testimony, an actual testimony, about this. You can actually hear him talk with it. If I can find it here. Bear with me just a second. And I'll pull it up for you. Where he, it actually, that's a vintage, it's a vintage film. And actually shows him speaking, which is quite amazing. All right. I will find this thing here in just a second, I hope. Because also, you'll find that all the presidents are bloodline, and they want you to know that too. They're appointed, never elected. That's another catchy thing. But you know, the issue is, the Illuminati also is trying to tell you all this stuff. Because they want you to know how worthless the government really is. And when they show you this, how worthless the government really is, by the other side, then they're hoping by a dialectic that that will then cause folks to accept the new government that comes in, which is going to be worse than the last one that left. Whether it's a military coup or whatever it may be. This is called the dialectic. This is how they work it, and always have. You know? And we fall for it every time. In every case, just about. All right. The thing about computers are, the internet has good stuff, and you got to be able to watch for bad stuff. I call it eating the chicken, spitting out the bones. Well, I have a little difficult time right now trying to find this thing. Normally, I have it right to my tip of my tongue. Let's go here. General Butler testimony. Here we go. Bingo. All right. Now, so you hear it straight from him. From General Butler himself. Of what happened. General Butler.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. I talked with an investigator for this committee, who came to me with a subpoena on Sunday, November 18th. He told me they had unearthed evidence linking my name with several such veteran organizations. As it then seemed to me to be getting serious, I felt it was my duty to tell all I knew of such activities to this committee. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institution. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
That was actually General Butler's own testimony in a vintage 1934 vintage film. You can watch him talk. It's recorded. Now, that's slam dunk. I mean, there's no refuting that. You know, that's not even a, imitation. That was the real one. So now, President Nixon, in 1972, 73, for example, he met with Joint Chief of Staff and tried to enlist their support in extra-constitutional action to keep him in power. This is some 40 years later. According to Seymour Hersh, writing in the August 1983 edition of Atlantic Monthly, you can look up the article that's entitled The Pardon. On page 69, one of the chiefs of staff recalled Nixon's speech with alarm, quote, he kept on referring to the fact that it may be the last hope, that the Eastern elite was out to get him. He kept saying, quote, this is our last and best hope, the last chance to resist the fascist of the left. His words brought me straight up out of my chair. I felt the president, without the words having been said, was trying to sound us out to see if we would support him in some extra-constitutional action. He was trying to find out whether in a crunch there was support to keep him in power. Because, you see, he has worked on one of his good buddies, I hate to say this, was General Cushman of the Marine Corps. Had worked with Nixon when General Cushman was CIA. To bring in 10,000 Marines to surround Washington, D.C. And that's what Schlesinger had actually investigated to see if he could counterbalance this with special forces from Fort Bragg to counterbalance them if Nixon had ordered this to happen. A lot of America didn't know this was going on. As a matter of fact, as testimony in the Glasshouse Tapes was published by Lewis Tackwood, he claimed that he was a member of the super secret domestic intelligence unit in Los Angeles Police Department. And every major police department has one of these specially secret organizations. They were working on a plan to create a chaotic domestic political situation in the United States that would give President Nixon justification for declaring martial law. Tackwood claimed that he would set up a secret operation which would allow anti-war demonstrators to break in on the floor of the 1972 Republican Convention. And then that was scheduled then to take place in San Diego, but later it was rescheduled to Miami, but took place in San Diego, supposed to have. And the plan was, as Vice President Agnew began to speak, Tackwood, his accomplices, who were all police officers of this special unit, would cause a riot on a convention floor. And they had planned on demonstrators battle police, sound familiar, that during the uproar, the vice president would be shot or assassinated on national TV. And that's to gain maximum impact. And then it would be followed by a wave of nationwide bombings for which the revolutionary left militia would openly take credit. So now you think, well, that's crazy. But then you find out when you read about Agnew. You see, Agnew didn't replace him on the ticket in 1972. So Agnew resigned on October the 10th, 1973. And after allegations of corruption and bribery certainly suddenly came up, instead of killing him, they got rid of him. And in preparation for the play-acting of impeaching Nixon, they brought in his cousin, Gerald Ford, to pardon him. Now you get the point. Let me give another point. Now, my regular listeners, bear with me here. After, for example, General Butler gave that testimony in 1933-34, when he blew the whistle on the plot to seize the White House, and the military takeover didn't take place as they had planned, FDR was a part of it. He's going to do the same thing Bush was going to do. He's going to do the same thing that Nixon was going to do. He did the same thing that all these presidents are going to do, because they work for the Illuminati and Freemasonry. But on March the 4th, 5 years after this testimony of General Butler, 5 years after, and the same year that General Butler died, well, actually a year before, 1940, but on March the 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, FDR, in front of three congressional committees, of which one member, Senator Lundeen, wrote down word for word this quote by FDR, was never supposed to get out. This quote was given to William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, is published in 1950s. Here's what FDR said, and listen to the words very carefully, coming from FDR. 5 years after this plot to seize the White House and the Bonus Army and all that, and a plan to make America part of a dictatorship in 1943, in that attempt, many more to follow, as we already know, here's what FDR said, the real FDR, that covers the rest of the presidents as well, the same attitude all of them have, that's kept secret from the public. I quote FDR in front of three congressional committees. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead, that's Illuminati, I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. Americans are the instruments he's talking about. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people, as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we'll never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business and infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. You see, in six phases, Hitler was supposed to take working with Churchill. Hitler, his second cousin, was supposed to take Britain and France in the fifth phase of World War II. And the sixth phase was going to be dictatorship in America, allowing Hitler in the sixth phase of this operation to cross over the Atlantic into Canada, invade Canada, while the Japanese invaded California, which that failed to happen. And Hitler was to move into the middle part of Canada and sweep south in the mid-United States and cut it in half. That didn't happen. When are they going to realize that God's in control? Not the Illuminati, not the Freemasons, not the Knights of Malta, none of the Wicca, not a doggone one of them are in control, but God is. They failed every single time. But they never stopped trying to make this new Atlantis. It's not about Bundy. It's not about freedom and tyranny and all this other stuff and all this, that, and the other. This is about what I'm talking about right now. A dictatorship by secret societies that's going to be killed anyway by the Illuminati, who are Luciferian. Now, let's bring her up to date. And another Knights of Malta. That's gives a testimony on TV. In about 2013.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. on a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner, president of the Oak Initiative, which is their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak's Initiative own website. "Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force." That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is "thou shalt not kill," period. It's not "thou shalt not kill" unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, let's hear more testimony from a national security advisor to most of the presidents in the 70s and 80s, Zbigniew Brzezinski. He's still around, that boy is. Now, what's he got to say? Well, let's see what he has to say. Hold on a second. Yes. Let's see what Brzezinski's got to say.
"That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Now, that should give you some warm fuzzies. And in the Pentagon, you got Michael Aquino, founder of SET, a Satanist, controls your MK Ultra program. Hey, Masons, you've been had. And I don't care if you're a four-star general. Does that eye blink entrance into a cosmic top secret clearance or whatever, and you do your eye blink so you get in, that don't make a lick of difference. That's going to be your grave. Your 4 stars means absolutely nothing. And the whole life you've spent is a waste. The times you went to staff college and the wars you fought with your other fellow soldiers or Marines is worthless. If your soul ends up in hell and your family's destroyed, because that's what they're going to do to you. If you think for a second they're going to let you get through, you're sadly mistaken. Because this is a bigger picture than any cosmic top secret you could only imagine. And it's getting ready to come around. It's getting ready to come around. And you better think long and hard about what you're doing. Because there ain't no going back. You can't take a straw, and when you spill the milk, try to put it back in the cup. It ain't going to happen. This dialectic takes a kind of a trilateral managed conflict process one step further. You might say, and well, finally it was identified by Hengel, the existing force, the thesis, that generates the counterforce, the antithesis. And the conflict between the two forces results in the forming of a synthesis. And this process is started by some dialectic. So, for example, they've been controlling history before history has ever happened. Then they write about it using terms to lie about it. So you don't get what I'm telling you today. So nobody connect the dots. The globalist elite, for example, the thesis was Marxist Russia. I told you that Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized the document, gave it to Karl Marx, who also plagiarized, called it the Communist Manifesto in 1848. And later on, about another 15, 20 years, Frank Nietzsche and Karl Ritter comes up with Nazism, or Nazi Germany. So then it was setting up, even back then, in preparation for the conflict of World War II, which is supposed to have been a world government, but it failed. World War I was supposed to be a world government. It failed. You see what's going on here? Satan is way ahead of the game, but God's way ahead. He's already there. At the end, he knows what he's going to do before he does it. But anyway, this was for the conflict of World War II set up before 1850. So the Marxist Russia thesis set up the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, which was funded by Wall Street, as Wall Street funded the Nazi movement in 1928. I.G. Farben, chemical cartel. You got that? So the USA, under direction of the Jesuits, Roman Catholic Church, and the Illuminati, Italian, it gets a long story. The USA constructed, subsidized Soviet Union 1920 to the present. It happened even in Vietnam. We helped subsidize their weaponry to help the VC, our own State Department. I got the evidence on it, man. A glycerol factory, an Agent Orange. Wake up, people. Doggone it. And Nazi Germany is the antithesis. So 1933, Hitler's ascension to power, the USA constructed and subsidized National Socialism under direction of the Vatican. You get profit, The synthesis was post-World War II, United Nations, a step toward the New World Order. You know? And since World War II, the thesis was Marxist Russia, the USA constructs and subsidizes the Soviet Union. The antithesis was capitalist West, no longer free enterprise. You have the conflict of the Cold War, planned 1950s on. The USA constructed, subsidized Germany, Japan, Israel, foreign aid, Korea, Vietnam. Korea and Vietnam was created to lose. Already proved that. You get profit. The synthesis was d'entente, glasnost, perestroika, destruction of the Berlin Wall, which is a lie, and supposed collapse of the Soviet Union. That's a big lie. Reagan lied through his collective Hollywood teeth. That's all he was an actor, just like all the rest of them. One step closer to New World Order. So now, present day, you have the globalist elite. The thesis is communist China, which we helped bring together by Korea. I've proven that yesterday, I think it was, the day before. And the antithesis was the USA, or CIS in Russia. And so the West sees Russia as under threat from China and unite with CIS. But really, what's missing here, and some of the examples it set, is they're forgetting about the extraterrestrial menace that's going to bring the world together for a new world order. That's been planned for the longest time. That's the last threat. This fake war on terror. This thing's falling from the sky. You know, meteorites and satellites and all those other ites and this, that, and the other. The last one will be the extraterrestrial. A controlled opposition, Stephen Greer. That's how they do this. It's been doing all the way back since history began. It is, in fact, supernatural. Here's one that's going to get your eyes open. I'm going to pull one out on you. Going back to the 4th century. Oh, you'll love this one. In the religious world of Papal Rome, for example, this is a dialectic that was set up. I didn't say this is after. This is what was set up before. Satan and the supernatural realm working through the globalist elite of that period of time in Papal Rome. The thesis after the ancient mystery religions of Mithra, shamanism, all that before the 4th century. The Christians dying in the gladiator pits because of certain events that occurred started converting the stands into Christianity. Well, not even Christianity, but into Christians. They start converting in the stands. Oops. Satan had to change. It was supposed to be that way. God works an amazing way with the Holy Spirit, don't he? And so, in comes Constantine, a pagan, worshiped Baal. And they developed this thesis, Roman Catholicism, or Christianity, the religion. Does Chrislam sound familiar? Anyway, the antithesis, later down the road, once Roman Catholicism was created, a lot of the Arabs and the Bedouins did not come into Roman Catholicism, but some Arabs did. So the Arabs that did not come into Roman Catholicism, no problem. The Vatican, after about 250 years, created the religion of Islam from scratch, from nothing. The Vatican created the religion as an antithesis, or really as for those that did not accept Roman Catholicism. It's confirmed by Michael Hoggart, Walter Veith, Alberto Rivera, Scott Johnson. I found out myself. I rechecked them all. Oh, it's slam dunk. the Vatican created the religion of Islam, and in fact, from 6 years old to 25, raised through Arab Roman Catholics Muhammad the Prophet. From 6 years old to 25 years old. Fast forward. So the children of Ishmael is all taken care of with this Islam, a peaceful religion then that was to invite them in, making it peaceful. Oh, I love this. I love this. Yes. Until 1920, when they created radical Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, the Vatican did, through Albana, Egyptian Freemason. But anyway, back to it. So around, fast forward to the 16th century, Roman Catholicism, Islam existed. The Vatican funded the invasion of northern Africa. Mohammed, about the 10th century. And the Vatican funded the invasion of northern Africa by the Muslims. And they did a good job, too. And they marched on to Jerusalem as planned by the Vatican and the agreement. They took Jerusalem, Temple on the Mount. And the idea or the plan was to turn over the holy city of Jerusalem to the Vatican. Well, the Muslim king said, no. We want to continue on. We're undefeated. You know, we want to continue to the Super Bowl. And that's Europe. Oh, scratch. The Pope didn't like that too well. So they had to put down the fire that started. And that's where the Knights Templar and the Crusades began, to stop the firestorm they started in the first place. And they put it down after 11 Crusades and the Knights Templar, round table, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and much more lies and action by the Illuminati. Hidden, however. Fast forward now. Between 1200 A.D. in the meantime, you see how it works out? After the Crusades began the Inquisition, 1200 A.D. to 1800 A.D., the Vatican murders 50 to 68 million people. So by the 16th century, about 300 years later, 400 years later, man, they're tired of this. Okay, now it's time. And I've already talked about this before, how they got the white folk in Europe to move to the North American continent. Then come the antithesis of Roman Catholicism using Martin Luther to develop Protestantism. Martin Luther worked with the Vatican behind the scenes. Therefore, developed the conflict of theology. Order out of chaos. And so they had the Reformation. Gave them the justification. The Borgias funds the Jesuits to start the killing and to put down what they had started already, the Reformation, just like they did everything else. So they come up with a counter-Reformation. The Vatican is the great harlot. It's not Islam. The Reformation, they called them the prostitute daughters. The Vatican II, the World Council of Churches, and was the end of Gentile dispensation. And so the beast unites with the image to the beast. You have the incarnation of the Pope is yet to come. The apostasy, the falling away. And boy, we're in the New World Order. And the union of churches to stop communism and rule the New World Order is coming. Buckle up. And so this Bundy thing going on over here is just another spark to see where people are at. See, what they've got is like 200 little federal agents or something. And they got 30,000 militia to form up. Well, what they're not telling them is the treachery of the Bushes, the treachery of the Clintons, Carters, of bringing Chinese foreign troops and Russian foreign troops hidden among the deep underground military bases and hidden in Canada, hidden in South America, hidden in Cuba and Mexico, that's going to swoop down on an unsuspecting militia group. And also, the Joint Chief of Staff, if you haven't known already, control the military. and they work with the foreign troops. Because they determined in 1993 and 91 that they could not trust U.S. military personnel to fire on American citizens. Well, that's a no-brainer anyway. So what did they do? They went ahead and started bringing in more foreign troops to take care of the job. And they're going to use felons, over 200,000 felons well-trained since 2006, as a new police force. Now, you can't tell any police officers this in America. They'll never believe what I'm telling them. They'll have to find out the hard way. It is going to happen. Matter of fact, they've already, I've got a study on it. I've already completed the study of infiltration of these felons already has happened in the police departments. It's already done. Many of them, street gangs members, have went in the military, went to Iraq and Afghanistan to get that combat experience. They've come back. Family, Hitler did this in the 1940s to use felons as a national police. The United States will be dissolved. The United States, the southwestern part, will go to Mexico. The northwestern part, Idaho and back, and northwest, Oregon, Washington, all these places, will go to China. The mid-United States and mid and north will go to Canada. And the east coast of the 13 original colonies, which they already own since 1859, collateral, 70-year bank cycle, was given as collateral, 13 states, will be owned by the UN. That's why the UN has New York. Is it? Okay. And they'll divide it up into four large regions. Nixon already had divided the United States in his plan into 10 regions, 5 states each. Executive Order 11647, 1972, and 1973. Executive Order 11731. And to make sure he had military takeover, if he went through back in then, was Executive Order 11495 to control all the departments of the U.S. government. That's another evidence that he had planned that. And so when they divide the United States up into 4 major regions, I told you, you take those 10 regions, and each one will be encompassed into China, Mexico, United Nations, and Canada. That's their plan. So they need a spark. They need something to determine, need something to foment, to justify as a thesis, a dictatorship and military takeover. So they had to demonize, which it wasn't hard to do, an agreement with Obama to make it look like it's a Muslim government. That's where Jerry Boykin comes in. That's where Joyner comes in. That's where all this anti-government stuff comes in. It's all a ploy in the play. Played on the American public. 90% of people don't get this. Dadgum, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. People just don't listen. So they're going to march on 1 May, probably. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe something will happen. Maybe they're just going to do it to test to see if people are riled up enough and not medicated down too far. Family, you had a test of whether or not a military would shoot a military, a Marine shoot a Marine, was last week on guard duty. When that Marine shot that Marine on guard, that was a test to see if it worked, and it worked. The Marine guard shooting a Marine guard, that's unheard of. It's not, though, when you have a microchip in them. And it could be a warning to those trying that we can do this to any of the military veterans. 22 suicides per day, family. 22 doggone cotton-picking suicides. I heard a talk show this morning about this psychologist that came on and said, we're blaming the psychiatrist and distribution of psychotropic drugs. I wanted to reach in that show to choke him to his knees, his stack and swivel, and shake him up against the wall. The old me started to come out again. Bunch of liars, man. It's not psychiatrists. It's the Joint Chief of Staff. It is the administration that's linked up to Freemasonry and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Illuminati. That's what it is about a world government. It is not about some psychiatrist out of control. Man, these people just really torque my jaw. You know? And so the play is, the antithesis, we have a Muslim government. Let's put them in jail. Well, here comes the big play. And part of what I wanted to talk about, but I never got to it because I just put this thing together as I'm going along. But the Illuminati reveals themselves for many reasons. I'm not going to talk about that now. I was going to talk about cloning, but I never got around to it. But I saw this as important because we're coming upon a very important period. Tomorrow I'll talk about cloning. Because that also plays an important part, by the way. You remember Kyle, the SEAL, sniper, one of the best snipers in our history besides Hancock and including Hancock? He was killed by a Marine on a range, and a friend of Kyle was also killed by the Marine. That's unheard of. But it's not when it's a planned assassination by a microchipped Marine. That's twice, if not more, of how they can control the U.S. military personnel individually, profiled, and cause them to kill on cue. That's what happened. They can't have Kyle, who's a good person, inside. I know he's a sniper and all that, but he wasn't part of this junk, so they had to get rid of him. They couldn't have him run around with the militia when this thing goes down. It had been a real problem for them. That's the civil war they're bringing. They have to get rid of the SEALs that's not on their side, and the SEALs that are on their side, they'll be okay until such time they have a new world order. Family, I've covered a lot of information on this program today. And God led me through this one today. It's been a battle this all day today, this 2 hours. And I've told you all the slam dunk truth. And you militia, you are infiltrated. If you have Freemasons by your side, they're not on your side. If you're not a Freemason, you're in danger. If you are a Freemason, you're also in danger. This is a reality of what's going on today. The United States is the last bastion, as Bill Cooper said. And once we go down, New World Order is going to take over. It's called the falling away. And they want to take us down, and we'll like it. A military takeover, to lose some rights, to gain rights. Say what? That's what they're going to tell you. We got to have a military. What did Joyner say? Is he thinks we're that stupid, or is he that dumb? Or is he that possessed? Uh-huh. Anyway, that's unprecedented. And then Chuck Baldwin is talking about revolution, trying to say that Jesus Christ was revolutionary. No, he wasn't. Mankind is revolutionary. Jesus Christ came down here to fix things. See, these preachers try to use biblical characters to suit their own needs. They'll be judged for that. Don't worry. Their time's coming. That's God's business, not ours. God will take care of them. God's going to start first in the house of God. He's going to clean that like a Roto-Rooter, like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. Those preachers better get right with God and better do it soon. Family, we come to the end of the program. Through Jesus Christ, you win. But to pray for those that are on the losing side, to pray for them too. They'll snap out of it. His family is coming down to it, and pray for your families. Because you can see the differences. You can see the significance of this new world order taking effect. I want to advise you before we go that we're played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. by John Kirkler. He plays our broadcast and Bible studies on a random type basis. And we'll remind you about that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in High Point, up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And he's building his network, and he's looking for donations from those up there in those three states in that area for him to help him build his network up. And my website, watchmanforjesus.com, it's a very simple website because I'm a very simple web designer. I don't trust web designers anymore. They get this God complex and take over, and I ain't letting that happen again. And so it's a simple website, but it got a lot of information on it. So, and my archives is there also for Bible studies and broadcast. Go use them. Family, check out everything I've said. Don't take this word of one person. Always double check, triple check, quadruple check. But family, the best word and the only true word of God is in the King James Bible. And that's really the most important message I can get across today. Tonight, Bible study 7:30 to 9. Hit the ground running. And family, we'll see you all tomorrow or tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow at 4. Regular broadcast. Thank you all for dropping by. And this is The Watchman signing off. God bless. My confusion disappears, sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Good night, God bless, and signing off.